Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, let me get to the right spot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. That'll catch you off guard, but that's pretty cool, isn't it? We worked long and hard on that. That took almost 20 minutes. I need to make an announcement just so everybody understands something. And I've had a couple of issues personally, physically had a couple of issues, and I've gotten past them. But because life isn't a fair thing, now I have something else that it has nothing to do with me, and I have no control over it. And I get to sit back, and I get to watch. But it will affect me here from time to time. My wife is been diagnosed with her second go-around of breast cancer. Monday, we'll be meeting with a group of doctors as they outline exactly what it is we're going to be doing. And that's what I will be doing. Now, how will this affect this? It shouldn't affect it much at all. As a matter of fact, I already have plans in place to do a couple of things to make sure that the content remains as fresh as I can keep it. But just so you know, that's what's up currently. Now, fascists, as we move on, fascists are communists who, rather than doing away with the private sector, they allow this to function, provided that the government gets to call the shots. And keep this in mind as you think about Governor Andrew Cuomo urging businesses that are open to the public to have vaccinated-only admission, in addition to the other things he's got brewing currently. Behind that lies the assumption that all of the business's employees are vaccinated. Businesses in New York understand full well that there's, you know, this is an iron hand in a velvet glove suggestion. Because Cuomo controls the agencies that issue their business licenses. And he gets out there, and in one video, you can see him frame the issue as a matter of profit. If you bar entry to the hoi polloi, the unvaccinated public, you'll have all the customers you want at your local bar. And remember that Cuomo worked so briefly on the for-profit private sector that even Wikipedia doesn't have the data. Now, first we know that the panic about vaccinated people spreading COVID comes from an analysis of a wild gay party and sex weekend in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Second, if you examine the facts that the tech tyrants and the mainstream media so desperately hiding, the reality is that the vaccines have issues, not the least of which is breakthrough cases of COVID. Even though there's some evidence that if vaccinated people catch COVID, their cases are less severe. Now, as long as the government, the tech tyrants, and the media conspire to hide information from Americans, many Americans are going to be suspicious that the entire American leftist infrastructure is up to no good. Although, bear this in mind about the COVID vaccine. 100% of the politicians in D.C. have it. They've taken it. 100% of the doctors in the United States have taken it. Okay? If you're looking for some sort of a... While I'm out here and I do step off of the, you know, I step off the path sometimes and I look at what they might be thinking about doing. At the same time, I look at what they're actually doing. And every Democrat and every Republican in Congress on the federal level have had the vaccine. Every doctor in the United States, every emergency room doctor have had the vaccine. Remember that part. Just for your own peace of mind. Then there's the one thing that when businesses work with the government to create needed supplies during a crisis, you know, that's what Donald Trump was able to get an enormous number of ventilators and masks made for hospitals early in the pandemic. That's one way that the government can influence and or manipulate the private sector by actually partnering with them and actually doing something good and not being an iron hand on them. But it's an entirely different thing when the government conspires with businesses to deprive fellow citizens of access to the amenities of life. And fourth, since Joe Biden is so fond of bandying about the concept of Jim Crow, let's talk about what the left is doing here. They're planning on systematically excluding non-vaccinated people from participation of all aspects of American life. This is there's a new class, and this is a thing the left does. They're always looking for new categories. They wanted to make a new currency called carbon credit. Now there's a new category of people. Completely irrespective of race or gender, it's completely blind to all of these things. It has to do with your vaccination status. And they're going to try to ban you if you're unvaccinated from doing certain things. Now, I've had the vaccine, and it didn't affect me at all. I've heard the people, I've been told by one person that I'm going to die in November. Well, what happens if I die next month of something else? What does that mean? There's no guarantees in life as far as when I'm going to die. The vaccine, some people think the vaccine has a dubious effectiveness, and that's, you don't have to have a reason not to take the vaccine. You might just not like needles, and that's good enough. That's a good enough reason not to take it. We should not be looking at the people that are vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Right now, it's about the same numbers, I think, as get the flu vaccine, to be honest with you. Now, the other part is they're doing this in an effort, for some reason, to get more people vaccinated, despite the people that have acquired natural immunity. And, you know, The it was 90,000 last week, 60,000 this week. Deaths are remaining low, with a daily high below 500 nationwide. We're not in a crisis anymore. We're in flu season. And the vaccination works much like a flu shot, providing limited protection that lasts for a limited time against one variant of the flu. That's all it is. It's not a bulletproof vest. It's not a lifetime. It's not going to keep you from having to do this again. There's a few other things people want to know about this vaccine. I get it, but at the same time, the Democrats, while they're out there right now, wanting to push through this big voting bill. At the same time, this would affect more than 50% on average of black and Hispanics in the United States who are resistant to the vaccine. So, there's a problem. There's a problem. While they're out there trying to make sure you can vote, at the same time they're wanting to put you in another minority classification, a brand new one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials.
materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I want to thank guns.com for joining the show as and the spot there and the title sponsor, it would be called, and you'll be hearing a lot of stuff from them. This is the easiest way to find a gun online and have it transferred to you, guns.com. I'll bet you most of you don't know the name of a woman who was beheaded recently in Minnesota, or that of the killer. The victim, she was a Cuban immigrant. Her name is America Thayer. The killer was out on bail for arson and is a serial domestic abuser. His name is Alexis Sabaret. Why wasn't he in jail? Now, of course, many journalists and other Democrats pretend that some arsonists are mostly peaceful people. Now, America Thayer, she looked Caucasian. Maybe if she had a different skin pigmentation, or if the murder weapon were a gun instead of a machete, and the killer had been a white cop instead of a known criminal, maybe there would have been more coverage. People would know their names. There was a video circulating online which appeared to show the moment America Thayer, 55, was dragged from her car and attacked before her body was left on the pavement in Shakopee, Minneapolis on Wednesday. Police say Alexis Sabaret, 42, was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of second-degree murder after a grisly death as officers recovered a large knife in an alley near the scene. That's some grim... That is a very... You know, beheading someone? That's a sign of mental health. That's a mental health issue. I mean, really, that's one of the most horrific deaths that anybody could witness or watch or observe or, you know, look at it in the aftermath, especially the aftermath. Alexis Sabaret, the man accused of beheading her, has a history of domestic abuse, according to the records. Here you go. We'll get back to that in just a minute. See, this is the thing about any crime that a criminal, when somebody goes down the pathway of crime, I think it's silly to sit back and say, well, he was only ever a shoplifter. He only ever got out there and shoplifted shoes. I think crime, once crime begins, if they're caught and they get a record, then the recidivism is horrible. But what they've been trying to do, see, what the Democrats have been trying to do is to decriminalize some of these lower-level crimes, right? Like in California, shoplifting is skyrocketing right now because they've decriminalized thefts under $950. So $949 is okay. I don't know if you can only do that once per location, once per day. Because that's the other part about the legislation or the policy, whatever. It doesn't probably bear that out. Now, what we're trying to pretend here is that these shoplifters go into a place of business with a calculator and cut everything off at $949. That would make them organized shoplifters. The problem is the unorganized shoplifters. Because they will be above the law because they won't be running the Texas Instrument calculator to figure out how much they got. Now, as we continue to play this stupid game, Do we want to sit back and think to ourselves, self? They probably only shoplift. They probably don't abuse drugs. They're probably not domestic abusers. They're probably not this, probably not that. They only shoplift. Well, they're probably stealing to support a drug habit, which in places like San Francisco where this policy's in there, you can get your syringes for free. I don't know if they've started giving out the heroin yet. This whole idea of either ignoring law or creating law that decriminalizes things has been sanctioned for the most part by the feds. The Biden administration, along with sanctuary cities and states, they decided not to enforce immigration laws that Congress has passed, haven't been repealed. Amnesty hasn't been given. They still just do it. They just still ignore the law. So illegal immigration is soaring along with gun running and drug running and human smuggling. The cartels are very happy with this muddled, chaotic thing that's going on right now. In St. Louis, we talked about this. One of Kim Gardner's prosecutors was on maternity leave and failed to show up to court for 3 or 4 times. And they had to let a guy go. They had to let a murderer go. The accused killer, Brandon Campbell, released from jail. Still at large as we speak today. Her office, Gardner's office, did not replace this person who had been out on maternity leave for three months. Democrats support cashless bail. So that's basically just a revolving door. I don't know, when we get out there and we start talking about police presence and everything else, one of the frustrating things for them has got to be that they catch these guys. They know exactly what they are. They know exactly how violent they are. And the systems that are behind this that allow this kind of thing to happen in the first place are just sticking them back out there on the street. All for some political points so they can score and say, hey, white cops are racist. Even though the defunding is unpopular in the polls. And now Biden is like, well, we got to fix this, so let's make this $1.9 trillion slush fund, even though that there's nothing in there that says anything about police funding. So, back to this guy who was only accused of domestic abuse, and now he's beheading people. That is the natural progression. Criminals are going to be criminals and do criminal actions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a terrible bill, and this is yet another inflation bomb dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee speaking there on Fox News as the Senate is continuing to inch closer to final passage of that $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Some privacy advocates not happy with parts of the bill, as now automakers would be required to install breathalyzers or other anti-drunk driving technology in all new vehicles, within the next decade under the terms of the 2,700-page bill. Pfizer is looking to get full FDA authorization of its COVID vaccine. Johns Hopkins University reporting on Sunday there were 24,234 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 111 people died from coronavirus. USA Radio News. More vaccine mandates are coming in California.
San Francisco, California lawmakers are demanding all sheriffs, police, and firefighters be vaccinated or be fired. As the city is already 400 police officers short, crime is skyrocketing. San Francisco Deputy Sheriff Association's Ken Lomba tells Fox News this is only going to make a bad situation worse.
Well, we think the solution is simple, and we would like the mandate to be in alignment with the state. So instead of vaccinate or be terminated, it would be, you know, vaccinate or test weekly. It's a simple solution to avoid a big staffing crisis.
The unvaccinated numbers are low in San Francisco. Only 16% of sheriff deputies, 17% of police, and 9.5% of firefighters are unvaccinated as of Friday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Florida State head football coach Bobby Bowden will lie in honor at the Florida Historic Capitol Museum this Friday. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are living in a crazy world right now. They're testing us all the time. They're trying to see how far they can push us all the time. Now, the one thing where they were successful and they got to have a little behavioral experiment that they could see results of is masks. So just when they allow us to take them off, they're demanding now that we put them back on. Now, you might reasonably wonder if there's ever going to be a return to normal. And what they expect you to do is to obey, lest we be in gross violation of the mandates created for us by our betters, who know better than we do what's best for us. Now, from the onset of the lockdowns, one of their loudest critics has been Fox News host Laura Ingraham. She's repeatedly expressed her disdain for the term the new normal, but even so, the regular old normal had its problems, one of which was how we handled congregant settings. We weren't very prudent about how we mingled, masked, rubbed shoulders, and got together, i.e. congregated. Efforts to practice social distancing in packed congregant settings are sorely tested in many of the activities that we Americans take for granted, like attending a sports event, a movie, concerts, bars, restaurants, demonstrations, insurrections, riots, and so on. I mean, you name it. It's literally everything. People had to cram themselves into arenas and work themselves into an ecstatic quasi-religious frenzy when their tribe's team carries a ball across a goal line. All the while, you're breathing on each other and spraying spittle. Young people especially have a need to be with each other, and in cramped quarters is when they queue up to get into an exclusive nightclub, like Studio 54 back in the old days. How many cases of the coronavirus have been passed to the immunocompromised by young people who've attended the all-night raves or today's equivalent of Studio 54? There's some that think that one of the features of the old normal, like this kind of thing, the congregant stuff, should be left behind. I think that's up to you. I think that's completely up to you. I think that's up to your call. That's your call. That's your decision to make. And there's all kinds of congregant settings. There's a ballet. There's the opera. I mean, so, you know, if you want to go out in public and mingle with the masses, maybe even take in an opera. It used to be that if you wanted to do that, but you felt bad, you stayed home. And why did you stay home? Well, because you were sick and you didn't want to spread your disease, your cold. Now, that's not a new normal. That's an old normal. A little basic consideration for each other is what we should actually have going on right now. But if you look at the 1995 sci-fi flick, 12 Monkeys, they created a bleak future in which a lab-engineered virus has wiped out all the humanity except for a tiny remnant that lives deep underground. Some of the survivors are prisoners. As one prisoner is being led to a meeting with a panel of scientists, we hear this over the PA system. There will be socialization classes in room 700 for citizens cited for deviations 23-A and 96-A per subchapter 6 of the Permanent Emergency Code. Now, compared to the devastating virus dreamt up in 12 Monkeys, the Wuhan virus is more like the coronavirus that causes the common cold. It's even rather benign compared to the Spanish flu of a century ago. And despite that, the Democrats are using the pandemic for their own ends. The mandates and the lockdowns are the means by which the Democrats hope to lock in their political power permanently. And they only make sense if you're going to protect the immunocompromised and the elderly. So in other words, those who should already have been locked down, sheltering in place. Rather than a quarantine of just those folks, they decided to quarantine everybody. And in doing so, they killed off countless small businesses and livelihoods. If the vulnerable had isolated and hunkered down to wait for a cure, the rest of us could have stayed open for business with a few safety measures, which is exactly what essential workers did. You know, the grocery store stayed open. What was it about the people working at Walmart and the grocery stores that made them so superhuman? The lockdowns were one of the more unnecessary and harmful things government has ever inflicted upon the people. But the Democrats have made COVID-19 into the worst thing ever to justify their shotgun approach to lockdown. And paradoxically, the more arbitrary and unreasonable to the strictures of their lockdowns, the more they seem to lock in their authority. So their new normal is authoritarianism that they want to last forever. And they don't seem to worry about resistance from the people. They think that they've got you in a permanent state of emergency. They think they've got you thinking in a permanent state of emergency. There is a, how would I put this? There's a segment of the United States that is waiting for government to tell them the next thing to do. And listen, if you want to go about the rest of your life wearing a mask and not taking the vaccine and not going out and wearing, you know, wear a mask everywhere you go, wear it in the car when you're all buttoned up and everything, wear it outside when you're in the middle of the UV rays, whatever you want to do, if that's what you want to do, that's your right. Have at it. I'm not going to belittle you. I'm not going to judge you. And I'm not going to do that. And herein is the problem. Because while you can do that if you want to, I too can do what I want to do. And I'm going to. I'm absolutely going to. And I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I do not consider life worth living if I'm living in fear. And I'm not going to live in fear. Because there's so many things to fear in this world, in this life. So many things. And then when you, when you do everything you can do to try to live in this world and dodge all the stuff that you think you can dodge, you still get hit with something. That's the inevitability of it. None of us are going to get out of this alive. And resisting COVID and wearing a mask is not going to make you live forever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salus line, the Reformation line, the Militia line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. There's an old saying. He who pays the piper calls the tune. And in England, doctors and nurses and hospitals get their paychecks from the government. Now, I always hammer on this because one of the ways they would enslave us would be to have socialized medicine in place here in the United States. Now, you probably, there may be some of you, I'm half British. People in England can go about where they want, do what they want, and move if they want to and everything else. But there are some things that happen to them when they go into the healthcare system. Now, these doctors and nurses and hospitals, they get their paychecks from the government. That's all that matters to them. Rather than the fact that it's the British people who pay the taxes to fund those paychecks in the first place. So their loyalty goes to the British government that writes the checks rather than the public that funds the checks. And a gaggle of nurses recently, in front of a patient, earnestly told a pregnant mother that she had no rights in her baby once it was born. And it was going to get a COVID test, or the British version of Child Protective Services would be all over that family. This is what the Democrats want for you. Summit News explains what's happening. Based off of a video, there's a lot. In England, just like they here, they have a lot of dialects and accents to go along with it that most of us may not be able to hear. So it's probably better that it's printed and I can read it to you verbatim. So here it is, verbatim. A video out of the UK shows NHS nurses demanding to COVID test a newborn baby, claiming it's not the mother's property once outside the womb, and then threatening to report her to social services for refusing. The shocking video, which was posted to Twitter, shows a heavily pregnant woman, mother in a hospital bed being lectured by nurses about how it's mandatory for the baby to be given a COVID test immediately after birth. This is a really interesting conversation to talk about a child, but anyway, according to the video, the mother states, "It is my property." And the nurse responds, "So you will while the baby's in your abdomen." The mother says, "So you're saying once the baby comes out, it's not my property no more?" "Yes, it is. I gave birth to it. It's got my blood running through it." The mother, who's apparently close to giving birth, is getting more and more upset. The nurses, instead of offering an explanation to the policy, which would be a smart thing to do, a little empathy, which would be the human thing to do, or even some sympathy, which would also be human, continue to insist the baby's getting tested whether the other likes it or not. And this is very peculiar, given that most newborns who test positive for the coronavirus have mild symptoms or none at all and recover, although serious cases have occurred. In the United States, since January the 4th, 2020, 124 children in the entire 0 to 4 age group have died. And it is unclear whether they died with or from COVID and how many were newborn infants. Each child's death is a tragedy, but that's 124 babies out of kids out of roughly 23.6 million children, 5 and under. Percentile-wise, that's 0.0005%. Which is still heartbreaking, no doubt about it, if that's your baby. The baby's father eventually says that they're going to leave the hospital, at which point the nurses make the ultimate threat. The parents' objections are going to be documented and passed along to the safeguarding team, which is their version of Child Protective Services. I have a few problems with Child Protective Services here in the United States. Child Protective Services can take what is an innocuous situation and blow it completely out of the water. I have no firsthand experience with them. I have observed other things. So I don't know the extent of what maybe happened in the details. But, it's interesting. Some of the things that they show up for is like, if you, the parent, take a blow dryer away from a teenage girl using it over a sink full of water, or you punish a boy by giving him water instead of milk for one lunch. Or if you're struggling with a child suffering the night terrors. Now, the night terrors are always a very difficult road to hoe for a parent, because it's happening at night when everybody's supposed to be asleep. Now, a lot of times the parent, the only way they can calm this child down is to lay down with them. Then they fall asleep. And then they refer to this as, what do they call this, co-sleeping or whatever it is? And then that's a bad thing, apparently, to sleep with your child. I mean, even if it's just you're sleeping. In each of those cases I just mentioned, the CPS conceded the parents' actions were not wrong. And even though they conceded that, they still dogged and second-guessed those parents over years because of some notion. Well, I guess because they could. Worse still from that, once the children learned this, once they figured out they could get anything they wanted from their parents by threatening to call the CPS, they also taught their school friends this too, this neat trick. But then the CPS, depending on where you're at, they may have certain biases. Like the child needs to go with a parent regardless. So then they give a child to a mother who's drug addicted and prostituting. What a good situation for the child to be in. And then they make it very hard for the father to extricate the child from that horrible situation. So the biggest thing to take away from this is to remember one simple thing, and that is that the state does not love you. as long as the state has money, it will keep its promises to care for you, like they did in Europe when America took care of the defense costs during the Cold War, leaving European nations more money to fund their medical care and their welfare state, which led to the massive immigration. You know, it's always something. When the money runs out, because the money always runs out, state does not have an incentive to be efficient or inventive or courageous. Its only interest is in keeping the paychecks going. To heck with you. Now, if you think I'm wrong about that, take a look at what the teachers' unions across America have been doing the moment COVID hit our shores. Your children's education was destroyed. In a lot of cases, the emotional health of your children was destroyed. I still haven't. I really want to know the numbers for the teenage suicides out there, because I'm sure that's going to be horrific. And in the meantime, all of them got their paychecks. Their priority is not your children. Their priority is the money. Your children are just the bridge. They're the bridge that they walk on. It would be funny if it wasn't so nefarious. But that's what they want. They want to be able to, if you're older too, if you're older and you're in the NHS, they'll let you die. They'll tell you, hey, listen. And the problem is some of these younger doctors are going that way now here in the United States. We got to stop that. That's got to stop in its tracks. Now, number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.